USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 103 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, as more than 243 million doses of vaccine have been administered. But there are still some segments of the population that are hesitant to get vaccinated. Several Republican members of Congress have recently contributed to a PSA encouraging those in their party to get their shots and saying that getting vaccinated is the fastest way to get COVID restrictions rescinded. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall was one of those members who appeared in the video, and the obstetrician tells CNN why he thinks some Republican voters may be hesitant about the vaccine.
There certainly is a group of people out there that are kind of a libertarian streak down them, and unfortunately, they're typically Republicans as well. And regardless of that, I just would encourage them to fall back here and consider taking the vaccine so we can throw away the mask and live as free as we did before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
President Biden will hit the road next week to try to sell his infrastructure plan to the American people. The White House announced Saturday that the president will visit New Orleans and Lake Charles, Louisiana on Thursday to promote his American jobs and American families plans, totaling more than $4 trillion in spending. Republicans have pushed back against the size of those spending bills. Congressman Joey Arrington says the president's spending plans will deal a huge blow to the economy. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the cost of the spending plans could also be a lot more.
This spending spree is not just going to make us less competitive because we're going to raise taxes, according to Biden and Democrats, higher than communist China, which will crowd out capital and run our jobs back overseas. And it's not really just about a debt that's unsustainable and a potential debt crisis, which a country can't print its way out of or borrow its way out of. It's about the contraction of our liberties. As government expands, our liberty contracts.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Arizona has approved additional funding for the stationing of National Guard troops on their southern border. The state's emergency council approved about $2.5 million to pay for the deployment of 250 guard troops to the border to assist law enforcement in border areas. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp recently visited National Guard troops from his state positioned on the border in Texas, and tells Fox News that conditions on the border have worsened since his last trip in December.
They're going to have 600,000 apprehensions just in this year at McAllen, so very, very much different than it was. The cartels are making a lot of money shipping people across the border. They're really have a strategic plan. They'll start throwing kids and people in the river that can't swim to divert Border Patrol agents from getting these cartel members. And then they'll also send people across to be a decoy to draw attention to them, and then send, float forward rangers full of drugs across the river and get them into the interior of the country. So really, really different versus December when I was there.
And the NFL held its draft in Cleveland this weekend, and while all the bright lights were shined on the stars picked Thursday in the first round, one player joined a select club on Saturday at the very end of the draft. Tampa Bay selected University of Houston linebacker Grant Stewart with the 259th and final pick, making him 2021's Mr. Irrelevant. Stewart notched a team-high 61 tackles in 2020, his senior season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.